to ask me and waiting to know just where I'd been. Where did I go? Did the house burn down? Is there blood on my hands that I'll make a deal with the devil just to get out of here?
Some people would have you not use certain words.
Opinions expressed are solely those of the presenter and may not reflect the views of CITR Radio or the University of British Columbia.
Bad words.
Shit, piss, fuck, cock, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Wow.
This program may contain language that some listeners find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know?
Jake, you're back. Don't
shut your face. I came back for the music.
Allons-y.
I'm sorry.
It's French, but let's go.
I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day...
Home of the Dangly Bits.
I apologize in advance for anything I say that may or may not offend you.
When are you not full of fluff?
You gotta give him hope.
One day you were listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM and I am DJ Denise. Oh my gosh, fresh off the trails from Goldbridge, I have just come from some great travels in northern BC. My goodness, I am not on fire and I'm still alive. So, but I've got lovely guests in studio as well. Parts of Poly Queer Love Ballad are in the studio
parts,
right now. Parts?
One,
is that, have
one
I got one part?
Yeah. Poly Queer Love
Ballad. Oh my gosh. Thank you very much for coming. Please.
Thank you for having me.
I'm speaking with
Sarah.
Sarah's in studio with us right now.
Woo.
Thank you very much for coming. I see a lovely guitar as well, too.
Yeah.
I love this. This is exactly what the show needs. Some
more
splash of color and music.
Awesome.
Yeah, so please, introduce yourself. Tell people all about what you got going on for the Fringe Festival.
Sweet. So I am one half of Poly Queer Love Ballad. It's at the Vancouver Fringe Festival, as you said. It's at the review stage.
Mm-hmm.
The show is about two characters. It's an intimate, edgy new musical. It's merging slam poetry with pop tunes that are kind of country sometimes, kind of rocky, kind of experimental other times. And Nina is a polyamorous bisexual poet, and she meets Gabby, who's typically a monogamous lesbian songwriter at Café du Soleil, and with two microphones and a loop pedal.
Ooh, I love
an
those.
Array of instruments. Mm. They struggle to reconcile their fierce attraction with their opposing views on love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That. Oh my gosh. What a great synopsis of the show.
Thank you. I read it off my card.
Oh, okay.
I read it off my card.
Okay. You've got different cards than me, but I've got. That's so sweet. And so you've got the show is running. Do you have How many shows?
Yeah, yes. You bet. I have six shows.
Six. Okay, good.
The first show is this Friday at 6:45 p.m. The last show is on September 16th at 5:15 p.m. And for the array of times, you can check out either VancouverFringe.com or Poly Queer Love Ballad, 1L in Poly, 2Ls in Ballad.com. And we'll have all the times there.
Wonderful. That's perfect, because there's so much happening at the Fringe Festival, the Vancouver Fringe Festival.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
And that's so perfect that you have your shows, you know, and everybody, the listeners can find out where
everybody can check them
yes,
out.
Yes. That's exactly what they need to do.
Yeah.
And so how did you come up with the idea for this show? Like, is this the first time you've been in the Fringe Festival as well?
Well, I've taken a long hiatus from the Fringe. It's probably been 3 or 4 years since I've done the Fringe Festival, but before that I did it like 6 years in a row.
Nice.
But this show, which I'm writing, co-creating, and also co-acting in with Anae West, we started this show. Anae read this quote by Jacob Wren.
Wow.
He wrote a quote in a book. Aw, man. I looked up the name because Anae hates that I can't quote this accurately.
Oh.
But anyway, doesn't matter. I got the name of the person now.
Okay.
And he, it said that pop songs are the gasoline for monogamy.
Wow.
Just meaning like every song you hear is about, in every pop song you hear, every love song is through a monogamous
lens.
And if you were to write a song that center is more based around a different type or system of love, like polyamory, that you would really subvert the norm. So.
Right.
And for me, so that was Anae's sort of interest in this subject matter. For me, I mean, the more you date, and especially in the queer community, the more you realize that everybody does relationships slightly differently.
Right, definitely. And I'm glad you have this show at the Vancouver Fringe Festival. This totally gets to, you know, amplify your lens.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
For polyamory.
Yeah, and nice. I think, though we're seeing a lot more, like, queer-centric or same-sex relationships in different forms of film or theater. Mm-hmm. What I haven't seen is a show about polyamory at all.
Yeah,
and
never.
Yeah.
I can't think of one, actually, mind at all. Well, maybe Three's a Crowd, or what was that? Three's Company, but they weren't out and they weren't gay at all.
Okay,
nobody.
Yeah.
But that just came to mind quickly.
Yeah,
but
cool.
Off-cuff. Anyways. This is amazing. So you both are writing musicals and acting and producing. So
Anae is writing more of the poetry
because
the other character is more of a poet, but I am a musician and a songwriter. I have my own album out and stuff like that. So this is my first time writing. Is it? I suppose I've written a song or two for theater, but this is my first time writing a full-fledged musical, and it's more written kind of like a singer-songwriter show and not quite so classically musical theater.
Oh, okay. And so you were talking a bit about your background as well. Like, what were you into before you were in, you know, the Fringe Festival and other things?
Like, I originally started out just acting, and then I picked up the guitar probably about 10 years ago.
Wow.
And since then have started to do a lot of theater that includes guitar playing or doing musicals and stuff like that. And my background is in theater. I just did my first arts club show this year, Fun Home, which is a musical based on Alison Bechdel, who's a lesbian graphic novelist. It was a really great show. And so I've acted around in the city in some of the theaters around town.
Nice.
But this is probably my first. I've written and produced other shows before, but this is my first fully developed show. We've had a lot of support. We won the Fringe New Play Prize.
Wow.
For this show. That's great. So PTC, which is Playwrights Theater Center, gave us a dramaturg, gave us free rehearsal space, and has really supported us through developing this show. So it's at a really good state. We've had a year of workshopping and refining the script. So it's a lot of stuff you can see at Fringe, which is still great, mm-hmm. but is written really off the cuff and on the fly.
Right.
And this is a thought out, well developed show.
Amazing. And so how did the collaboration, you know, evolve with you and Annalise?
Annalise? That's good. It's gone. What's interesting is writing, us two coming together, we have very different styles. Mm-hmm. Annalise likes to go away and write things and then bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
And I, very much in the room, I'm like, okay, I can't figure out a lyric. Just let's say things and I'll sing it and see what it sounds like.
Right?
You know?
Oh, that's awesome.
And so,
workshopping.
Totally. Like, and I do it in front of people, and Annalise doesn't like doing it in front of people.
Okay.
So it's cool because we've pushed each other in different ways,
mm-hmm.
and we've complemented each other well because Annalise is very detail oriented, and I like getting to the end, and although we're both focused on the bigger picture, but I like pushing through to the end, so mm-hmm. I kind of pull her out of getting stuck on the details, and she pulls me back into the details that we need to be focused on. So it's a good balance.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So what helps with the process as well, with when you were saying that you like to workshop and she likes to go away and do things, what makes it like gel perfectly?
Yeah, cool. I mean, I guess it's a lot of patience with each other that work, and sometimes other people in the room really help too, because they'll our director, we're in rehearsals and I'm like, well, let's try this, and Annalise's like, let's try this, and our director will be like, so it sounds like you need this and you need this. So here's how we'll compromise. Yeah, totally. And we've had a dramaturg that and they're kind of like a story editor, by the way, is what a dramaturg is for theater. But they've really come along, and we met with our dramaturg, Joanna Garfinkel, about once a month, I suppose. And so having her there really pushed us to have deadlines so that we would keep writing.
Mm-hmm.
And it would push us to, force us to work on things even when maybe they were difficult or we were busy with other things.
Wow.
So it's good.
So what's your favorite part about the show? Is that you bringing out your guitar?
Yeah, right. What's my favorite part of the show? Okay. I think there's this... this is what makes me happy right now. There's this one spot, and you'll have to come see it, but my character, Gabby, goes from like singing this song to Nina, who's an ace character, and then all of a sudden flicks into this moment of like in their own head, and there'll be a big lighting switch, and also I like flick on the delay pedal for effects on the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden I go from this like clear world to this like echoey chamber.
Oh,
that's my favorite part.
Wow.
Right now.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, and there's a time where I loop. There's a Tinder dating scene, which happens with beatboxing.
What?
Yeah.
Highlights. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, and did you want to play us a
little
ditty?
Yeah, sure.
I think that was planned.
I brought my guitar.
Oh, perfect.
Sweet. So I'm going to play you guys. This is the title, the first track in the show. And it's... It opens the show. And I mean, this show is like very local, and we've intentionally set it that way, and it uses a lot of local cultural references. You'll hear it in this. It's called Alternative Lifestyle Haircut. Oh, I need someone. Okay, I'm going to play, because I didn't set Nico up to help me, so it's not going to happen. But I'm going to play both characters in this, so you'll hear me in a weird voice. And that's supposed to be the second character.
This is fun. All right, 101.9 FM, Queer FM. You're listening to Queer FM.
It's time to go cruising. I've nothing to lose, so I make my way down to Commercial Drive. That's where we ride. Pull my helmet off, air out my platinum coif. It's poetry night at Café du Soleil. I'm looking to get laid. Crammed in a café, there's such an array of plaid clad denim vested babes with undercut shaves. Then she starts her set. I'm suddenly wet. Who's this fine-assed femme I C-E-E? And what's her LP? Lesbian potential. Nails cut short, she's in a dude's t-shirt. All good signs, she might like pussy. But ooh, girl, you got me confused, girl. With your hair bust on one side, do you like what I like? You could also be an alternative hipster. Ooh, girl, does Ruby Rose make your toes curl? I can't get a reading. Your haircut's misleading. Is it a tell, or do you teach yoga? To determine her preference, I ask around for a reference. It seems that no one has met her before. Makes me want her more. I'll try to lock eyes. The look never lies. Oh, shit. She's talking to some bro dude scum with an ugly man bun. Ooh, girl, are you my queer muse, girl? 'Cause you're so smart and wordy, I want to get dirty with you in a gender-neutral bathroom. Ooh, girl. Hey! Wanna buy me a drink? Ooh, girl.
Ooh, oh my gosh. I have a phone to answer too. Hello, hello, hello. Am I speaking with Jacob?
No, you're speaking with Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. The phone says Jacob's calling. So thank you very much for calling, Charlie. And thank you very much for that song, Sarah.
Thank
oh my
thank
goodness.
You.
This is... The studio is hopping with events and people calling us. Please, again, tell us who's calling on the phone.
It's Charlie Patch from Mel Malarkey.
Oh, yes. Perfect. Yeah. And thank you very much for catching us. Sarah is from Poly Queer Love Ballad and is performing in the Fringe Festival as well and just performed a live song.
Boom.
Did you want to give us the name of the song again?
Yeah, sweet. Alternative Lifestyle Haircut. And again, you can check out stuff at polyqueerloveballad.com.
Amazing. Perfect. Now, thank you very much for calling us. This is Charlie, right?
Yes, hi.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I wanted to make sure I have all the correct names and titles for everyone. So your show is also happening. Is it coming up soon? Like, when are the dates for your show?
The dates. Yeah, we're opening. Here we go. I got it. The 7th at 7:35 is the first one. So we're on like 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 13th, and 15th.
Perfect.
Wow. I say we, but I'm like kind of the only person that shows up and does the show.
Oh, it's a one person. Is it a one person vaudeville show? Is that?
It is. Yeah. I keep like, you know, there's other people that are supposedly there, but nobody ever sees them. So.
Oh, okay. Because I saw that you had some wonderful accompaniments, like, you know, is it live music that's played while you perform, or is it just?
No, I actually did an album with my show.
Oh, okay.
So it's the music from the album, but it's all the melodies I wrote. I have incredible musicians that really took off with the melodies. So they're played during the show, so it's like a soundtrack kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah, I know. There was lots of instrumentation and lots of people involved as well.
Oh, yeah. It's like all instruments that would have been played typically at that time.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then I play my own instruments live. So I play the musical saw and the accordion and harmonica and probably seven other instruments, ukulele.
Oh, my goodness. Did you want to give people, the name of the show as well?
Oh, yeah.
We're missing pieces. Yes, please.
It's called Mel Malarkey Gets the Bums Rush.
Oh, wow. Perfect.
Yeah. Has a surprise ending.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the best. Now, also, I wanted to make sure, tell us, you know, you said, you know, tell us more about the play. Like, so you it's a one-person show. How did it all come together is also what I wanted to know about. And how did you get into
we met back
Fringe
in
Festival?
University.
Okay.
No, it's just me.
Okay.
Yeah. How did it all come together? Actually, it came together 10 years ago. Me and the sousaphone / fiddle player were in this cowboy band together.
Okay.
And I was like, we should really do a play that the band can play in, and then we can just do a live show all together, and let's write a vaudeville play. Mm. I think that was seemed like 15 years ago.
Wow.
And he was like, yeah, that sounds great. And we're like, let's do that sometime. And then, like, I actually did it. And then I invited him to come and be on the album. And, yeah. But we haven't ever done it, like, with a full band and everything. It's just people are sort of all over the place.
Okay.
So it takes a bit of cash to get that together. So.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Bringing all the instruments in, and you know everybody.
Yeah,
that's
and rehearsals.
Right, and rehearsals. Yes, making sure everything runs. But that's amazing. I just wanted to know, like, visually, yeah, how it would look when you're, you know, performing it live.
Visually, it's like the story is that it's Mel's last night in her vaudeville theater.
Okay.
She can't bear to tell the audience the news that it's being changed into a cinema house the next day, so she just sort of keeps the acts going on, like Tommy and Ronnie Kalani, the ventriloquist act, and Clyde and Fry, the two-stepping donkeys, and all this sort of stuff. And so she's sort of doing acts and then introducing people, and then she goes in her, in the green room, her dressing room, and then she'll be doing these sort of poetic odes. So it's like a spoken word show as well, much like a Polyqueer Love Ballad. And essentially it's like queer and trans propaganda.
Wow. So okay.
The vaudeville show, you know, like ultimately normalizing the characters as trans, like trans people in vaudeville area. I saw as a lot of probably male and female impersonation acts.
Right.
And certainly for Mel, like she is Victor as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know, the loss of that stage is also the loss of being Victor in public in positive ways. She does I'm sorry, I had a migraine the other day. Okay,
oh,
here it
oh,
is.
I'm sorry.
Here's the word. A gigolo service.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah.
That's interesting. I like that.
His, like, side business is a gigolo.
All right.
Like, he's got like a rich tapestry to him. In love with the elephant lady. There's this beautiful ode to an elegant elephant lady. Lived as Victor with the elephant lady, you know.
Yes.
So ultimately it's normalizing a lot of that, but also talking about, you know, how they don't want you watching the live show when they want to go back to war.
Mm.
You know, they want to prepackage everything for you so they can direct what they want from you, you know, so that that whole thing. It's sort of like a simple story that just gets more raunchy and more complex as the whole thing goes on.
Oh my goodness! And diving deeper into the show, how many costume changes do you have? And I'm just curious because if it's a one person show, how does that all work?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then it becomes like whatever gets smashed onto my face by the end of it. Yeah,
smashed.
Like,
okay.
5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. And explain to people what vaudeville is, because there are some youngsters that are out there that have never heard of vaudeville, and it's an old art, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I guess it started in the 20s. The Saw was actually quite big in vaudeville, which is another reason. Like, I love the musical Saw. I play it, and I also wrote the show to feature the musical Saw. So it was like 20s to 30s was its heyday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically like if the circus could find a home and just set up and do a sketch show.
Right.
That's what vaudeville became. So it was less, you know, elephants and like less of the expensive acts and like whatever could be done in a theater kind of thing. So it became very much like today's sketch shows.
Right.
Like, you know,
But to music too. There's all of the instruments were there as well. You know, like you were saying,
the
musical Saw.
And everything.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yeah. It was all live. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I'm glad you're bringing this to the Vancouver Fringe Festival. You said you came out during your play. Do you think the play influenced this?
I think it helped a bit. Like, I mean, I always knew it was it's a love letter to trans culture of the time.
Okay.
And yeah, while I was doing it, just the Pulse nightclub shooting happened during run, and that really, somebody said this thing, and it just sort of stuck in my head, you know, these little things, they like, you know, that they were little tiny bombs that just go off. Somebody said, they can't possibly kill us all.
Mm.
And then I thought, I need to be more out, and I need to be, like, there's no time left, right? Like, I need to be myself, finally.
Right.
So, yeah, it was funny, like, I did the show in my hometown, and then I came back the next year, and I had it, there's a production company that produced it, so it came back sort of bigger and a little different, and like a new show, it became a one-person play. I was traveling with a piano player before.
Right.
And yeah, so I came back, and much lower turnouts in the houses and stuff like that. It's a small town, right? Like, and I don't know. Yeah, it was sort of funny. It was like, oh, this is going to be like a big, you know, this is what this play needed. And then it was like, you know, having it produced properly. But it was a different lesson that I learned, right?
Oh, right. And so as you call this play spoken word theater, like what is that? What is the, you know?
Oh, I've done theater. This is like my 10th play probably I've written that's gone on.
Right.
But I find, like, it's coming from a spoken word side rather than a theater side, even though it's very much, you know, it's very much a theater show, but so much of the show is separate poetic acts, right? Like, and I think spoken word, like the next, you know, when you're in Poetry Slam, like I came into Poetry Slam being like, oh, this is the best monologue series I've ever seen, right? Like, you don't have to write the show. You don't have to do all the things.
Right.
People just love your monologue. Not that slams are typical monologues. And so I was very happy to do the you know, a couple monologues a night kind of thing for a while. And then I started thinking, like, what, I need to bring this back into theater and, like, fall in love with it this way, because there can't just be poetry slams, right? And I have framed it as, you know, a bunch of poetic works with a little tiny story around it, but ultimately it's got a lot of the aims of spoken word, which is, for me, like, it's a political thing, it's a feeling thing, it's a, you know, the tough exterior, the sweet interior kind of things that we try and bring into our work.
Right.
To humanize it, to open it, and to change people's minds about what they walked in thinking about.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, and so you teach some workshops about doing traveling shows. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so I tell people, and I've completely overridden my own advice, that first thing you need to, the one piece of advice that you'll thank me for that you might remember from this whole workshop is that your show should only fit in half of your suitcase.
Oh, okay. So, that's good. Yeah, so you don't have to carry so much when you're on the road.
Yeah, right. And then I've added, like, so many instruments to this that I'm like, I look like a sideshow just traveling down the street with it all. But yeah, like, just teaching people who are loving writing poetry and performing poetry, and like, what's next for you? So here are all the tools. As I've done, I've been in theater for 25 years, so, and from the lighting angle and directing angle and acting and writing angles.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like to know everything about theater and to do everything. So yeah, it's like learning when you walk into a theater, like, what can you do there? What can you ask for? What are they expecting from you? What's the language around it? You know, or photos or press kits or anything like that. Like, just to bring all those tools so that people can think outside of just doing poetry slams.
Right.
You know, like, what's next for you, that this can't be the end of your creative journey, you know, or maybe it is. Maybe it is for some people, but, you know, also there's theater. Let's just go and take over theater.
Oh, yes. You're into the theater life and music and spoken word festivals. Are there differences that you see with the Me Too hashtag posts right now?
Yeah. Like, certainly I also do, like, music festivals as well. So, like, music, I feel like it's, like, trying to think. So the conversations we're having in spoken word are quite a bit ahead of where theater is in mm-hmm. these conversations, and then maybe even further ahead than music festivals.
Right.
So it's funny watching them sort through things that we've talked through for, heavily for the past 5 years, I would think. So everybody has a different expectation of, I went to my first Safer Space workshop at a Fringe in Saskatoon. And it's such important conversations that we need to have, and also about, how we behave in our own communities, like how do we take care of problems when they come in, right? Like what are we doing to, we're all like, no more prisons, but we don't know what to do with people who are problematic in our communities, and like learning from each other from that, and just how we treat each other and how we represent what we're putting on stage, to make things, to reach out and grab all the audience that we can, right? To make
yes.
sure it's accessible spaces, and to troubleshoot things that are huge red flags for people not being welcome
mm-hmm.
At festivals. Like Coachella. Like if anybody looked at Coachella, like the first picture I saw was somebody wearing a headdress.
Oh no. Yeah, that's
problematic. Burning Man.
Oh, Burning Man. Okay. Yeah, no, yeah. That's still it is all problematic.
Yeah,
even the music is problematic.
Oh yeah,
But
yeah,
yes,
it's funny like having all this knowledge that a community can do this, and you go to a music festival. I spend a lot of time being like, you really need to rethink your white dreadlocks, right? Like,
definitely.
Just little things.
Yeah, yeah, that's
really?
Important. The research was not done there when that happened.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure that people can find you online
yeah.
as well. Please, Charlie, tell people where they can, get to your website. I see you're on Instagram and Twitter. And there's a Bandcamp. We're going to play some music too from the vaudeville.
Yeah, I can hear it in the back.
Oh yes, I was giving them a little taste because you sent me the full Bandcamp
yeah.
package, so it's perfect to speak over when when we're having
yeah.
these lovely conversations.
Yeah.
So
oh
yes,
my God. I love
so yes, I'll let you get into telling people how to get a hold of you online.
Yes, so I'm Kathy. Or oh my God, there I did it.
Oh.
No, that was someone else's name. CharlieCPetch.com is my website. And then I'm a saw poet on Instagram as an SAW, like mutual saw poet. And then saw poet on Twitter and Instagram are both the same.
Saw oh, perfect. Poet. Yes. And that's wonderful. And thank you very much for taking the time to give us a call today. I will lead out with, is it Vilsen Var? Vi.
Vovai, I'm a total tramp.
There we go. Oh my goodness. I want to know
it's
a little bit.
Doing a British accent.
Oh.
Someone doing a bad German accent. So it's like Mel Malarkey pretending to be Marlene Dietrich, the polyamorous bisexual goddess of the past, who is probably like a very genderqueer person.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. Okay. And
yeah,
this will be one of the pieces that you do during your performance?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And that one's a little love letter to people in sex work, as well as women who were working in the 30s, after the boys have come back home from war. You'll hear about it all.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, we're going to let you go on that note, but thank you very much again for calling. And do you want to tell people the name of the show again?
Yes, Mel Malarkey Gets the Bums Rush. I always say it way too quick.
Yes.
Mouth is way too quick. Okay.
Oh, no, perfect. and we've got it out, and now people will know where to find it, too. And you have a great run at the Vancouver Fringe Festival. Please.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on and for doing queer radio.
Yeah. Oh, yes, no problem. And we'd love, anytime you're doing anything at all, anywhere in Canada, please call us, let us know,
yeah.
and we'll talk to you. Yes, we'll talk to you again. We'd love to talk about what's happening in Canada and also
yeah.
around the world and anything that's LGBT. So thank you very much again.
Oh, excellent. Very good news. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Thank you. All right. Well, we'll go out on this. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
thanks,
bye.
Charlie. Bye. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM.
Many years I've learned one thing. Okay, maybe I've learned more, but right now I can only remember the one. I've learned that if you want to be seen as a respected business person, you have to change your name to Mel so that everybody thinks that you're a man. And I also learned, oh wow, that's two now. I've doubled it, Reginald, I've doubled it. I've learned that once they find out you're not a man, why, you will get called every name in the book. Because if you dare make money after the boys have come back home from war, you will forever be called whore, harlot, tramp. And now for a number about that, I bring you Canada's foremost Marlena Dietrich impersonator. Me, in the following piece. And now, visions, for why I am a total tramp. Because I'm amazing. Because you called me that. Because, like most prostitutes, quiffs, and hookers, I too am a giving, empathetic, and generous person. Because propaganda is power! Because you calling me that is just another way of saying business-owning dame who refuses to be tame. Because men work hard for their money, but women are expected to give work away like charity, like a dessert tray. Because for a moment, when legs were bent, skin trampoline taut, your breath a skittering violin bow, your eyes became sky and sunshine spilled from your mouth, and you were happy and then blamed me, Trump, because I'm full of joy, Trump, because I call myself Trump first, so that it could drown out all the ways you get that word so wrong. You see, tramp used to mean someone who lived on the lam, jumped boxcars on trams, knew that wealth could be found without an inch of scratch. But living free, why, that's as shunned as adultery. Tramp! Because you forgot my name. Tramp! Because I didn't want to know your name. Tramp! Because you threw everything else at me. Because bully and words, they stay after bruises leave, and you never wanted to leave me. Because powerful, boozy, burlesque bodies are shameless. Because you get paid more to wear less. Because in the pan dance. Because smoke and lights and straps and snaps and heckles. Why, they can also sound like claps.
Trump?
They're a fit of sin. Because maybe you think I owe you sex since I wrote this number. If I wrote about baking, would I owe you pie? But believe me, in this short human life, if you dare wrap yourself around every joy to be had, taste peaches at too many fruit stands, pot too many ways and too many legs, you too can be called tramp. And you know, when you give this much, people will take your name. But darlings, it just means good company. Because there is a beauty in how we tramps take care of others. And I, like other generous, free-willed, hard-working people, am called tramp. And if you've never been called that before, then you're probably not as nice as me. Dankeschön. Auf Wiedersehen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media.
The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Yes, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. I'm hanging out with Nico right now from Precious Little Fringe. Precious Little Star Star.
That's the hashtag.
Ah, the hashtag. Okay.
It's,
I'm getting ahead of myself.
That's okay. It's the show is Precious Little. We're part of the dramatic work series at Vancouver Fringe.
Yes, I'm really excited to find out all of the details about the show. So what is your show about?
Our show is it's a play written by Madeline George, who's a queer New York playwright. It's about a 40-year-old lesbian linguist who is pregnant.
Wow.
And she's dating her grad student when she gets some ambiguous news about the baby that
wow.
she's carrying. The way she responds to that news just kind of changes her relationships with the girl she's dating, with her work as a linguist, and ultimately with language itself.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And Nico, please introduce yourself. You are the stage manager.
I am the stage manager.
So nobody will see you until the end of the show, maybe.
Even then, unless they look up into the dark corner.
So you don't come out and shake hands and
wave
at people?
No, I mostly just sit in the dark and push buttons
okay.
and make sure the show is beautiful.
Working. Oh, amazing. But yes, please introduce yourself. Tell people about your role and how the show came together and how you brought all these people, these lovely humans together.
Oh, they are such lovely humans. So I'm a theater artist and stage manager in Vancouver. I occasionally work with a company called Star Star Theater, who I'm working with right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this show came together because me and the director, Michael Laulinen, were having a conversation about different scripts we could do in the Vancouver Fringe.
Nice.
And I'd been thinking about this script for a while. Months before that, I'd sought out shows with queer content and all-female casts.
Nice.
And this is the one that kind of leapt to the forefront of my interest because it had all those things and a talking gorilla.
What?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. It was super exciting. And then I read a little sample of the script and I just loved the humor and the emotional depth of it. So I'd been wanting to do the script for a while. And then Mike asked, hey, do you have anything you're excited about? And I pitched this and she loved the idea. So we got the ball rolling and then we held auditions in Vancouver in April or May and just got such an amazing turnout of
Whoa.
Actors, which is a wonderful problem to have. It meant that casting this show was very difficult because we had too many good choices.
Yes.
And that meant that the three women that we ultimately cast are so good in their roles and have such wonderful chemistry with each other that really it's their work that defines this show. It's utterly tremendous.
What? So tell us a bit more of the behind the scenes process. So you were talking about casting was difficult. How about, you know, getting all the people that you need as a manager? How was that easy?
Oh, like getting designers that wasn't so bad.
Okay. You've worked together with people.
We have some people that we kind of work with regularly. Our set and lighting designer is someone. Jared Rashke is somebody we've worked with in the past. Zoe Wessler, who is our sound designer, is someone that we've been wanting to work with a while for quite a while. Micah knew her from the University of Victoria, and then I met Zoe last year at the Winnipeg Fringe Festival, and again this year at the Winnipeg Fringe Festival, where she did her solo show about her queer grandma.
Wow.
A show called Old Dyke Tales, which is amazing. So Zoe is this multi-talented person who is a performer and a writer and wears many, many hats. But for this show, she has done an absolutely incredible sound design. And then Michelle Bowes is our costume designer who came on. She was the last person on our team and kind of swooped in and saved the day when we needed a costume designer kind of at the last minute.
Oh, my goodness. Such a huge behind, you know, your cast and your crew is...
There's so much work that goes into a show and so many talented people that make it happen. And then our cast... is Sarah Andrina Brown, who's a Studio 58 graduate.
Oh, right. We've spoken to people from Studio 58 before. For Langara.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Therese Champagne, who is a very seasoned performer. She was among the first people involved in Théâtre 16e, the French theater in Vancouver.
Wow.
She was among the founding members of that theater, and she was a journalist for like 30 years.
Oh my goodness.
And an actor and a really incredible actor.
Strong
backgrounds. And then Elizabeth Holliday, who is our youngest cast member. She plays all the sort of 20-year-old characters in the show.
Mm.
And she is actually, she's been involved in CITR.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
And just a really amazing actor and human being who is doing her first Fringe show as with us.
Oh, my God. And so, and is this your first Fringe? Like for Vancouver? Vancouver Fringe? Okay.
No,
yes.
I
tell us your history.
I started as a stage manager with Star Star Theater in 2016 at Vancouver Fringe doing a show called Wild Society. And then I toured that 2017 with a show called Sticks and Bones.
Oh, my goodness.
We went to Regina and Winnipeg Fringe. And then this year, I toured my own show called Sex, But I'm Canadian.
Oh, wow.
Across Canada.
Okay.
From Montreal Fringe through Winnipeg, Regina, Saskatoon. And I'm actually doing a one-night performance after Vancouver Fringe as part of the Vancouver Pick Plus.
Okay.
And the show will be called 50 Shades of Vinyl. It's an erotic parody of Stuart McLean's work.
I just saw that actually on the list of things to talk about. Also, I wanted to mention... You were talking about the dates that you have on. You've got quite a few dates coming up soon.
That's right. Precious Little has 6 performances. We open on Saturday, September 8th at the Culture Lab at the Culch. And we have shows all that week until the following Sunday, September 16th.
That's so perfect. And the Culture Lab, have you performed there before or been inside of the space?
I've seen a ton of shows in the Culture Lab.
Oh, yes, me too. It's beautiful.
It's a great space. I have been wanting to work in there for a long time as a stage manager. So earlier this year in the Revolver Festival, I got to work in the Culch Historic Theater, which was a big bucket list item for me. And then now I'm so excited to be working in the Culture Lab, ticking off all these little boxes. I love what they've done
with the space. Like, it's just, you know, it brings Vancouver some culture. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it's right in the title. It's right in there. It's a cool space. And it's a wonderful, intimate venue, which is so well suited for this show, which is very funny and very emotional.
Yes.
And I think getting that closeness to the performers really helps audiences connect with just
and
the depth of that.
And like all the seating is perfect. Like you're never blocked or there's no barriers ever in your way.
Yeah, there's
when
no bad seat in the house.
Yes,
it's true.
Yeah, it's such amazing space to see any show.
Yeah.
And especially yours.
Yeah, our show's very well suited to that specific space.
Definitely,
totally.
Good choice.
I wish it was a choice, but no, we just got lucky with...
Oh, okay, you got lucky with the venue location. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So what is queer about your show in particular?
Right, yeah. It's a queer playwright. The main character in the show, Brody, is queer, as are the grad student she's dating. So there's a queer relationship kind of
in the center of
the show. It's also, it's about Brody making this, or sort of dealing with having made this choice to get pregnant through kind of non-heteronormative means.
Right.
I mean, she has a donor, and it's a solo pregnancy. Even though she's dating this grad student, the choice to have a child isn't really with the grad student. Right. That's just somebody she's kind of sleeping with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So having this like reproductive experience on her own as an adult lesbian woman mm-hmm. is very much a kind of queer experience.
Yeah.
And then there's this whole other layer to the show that's about otherness
okay.
and language. And I think the show kind of expresses a queer experience through that. Particularly, I'm thinking with this talking gorilla.
Right.
Because there's this boundary, not only of sort of language, but of species.
Mm-hmm.
And like finding connection with another being through boundaries, both institutional and linguistic, is I think sort of queer at this other level. Not sexually queer,
right.
but kind of experientially
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
other.
Now, so what do you love most about theater? Because you have so much passion in your voice when you're talking about your shows. I just want to get to the bottom of it. Where did your theater background come from?
I mean, I did theater all through high school.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
yeah. And
gotta love it in high school. It's so,
yeah, huge, you know, theater nerd in high school. And then through university, I kind of dabbled and stayed a little bit connected. But then I went off and I had a whole academic career.
Okay.
I did a PhD in English at
wow.
Simon Fraser about theater.
Okay.
And about adaptation and like relationships between theater and other media. And then after that, kind of came back to theater to work professionally. And really what I love about it more than anything else and what for me defines theater as different from other media is the liveness.
Mm-hmm.
It's that
hands-on and like, yeah.
It's the experience
right.
in a room
mm-hmm.
with actors and an audience, and that one performance will never be repeatable.
Right.
It's happening
so,
then.
Yeah.
And of course it's rehearsed and
right.
it'll be similar from night to night. But mm-hmm. there's a connection and an intimacy that you can only get in that one
moment. Yes. Yeah. So
of
much.
Presence.
So
yeah.
much. So much so. And that's what's beautiful about it, too. Like, you know, and especially the people in the room, too, bring it, right?
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because from night to night, you get a different audience
mm-hmm.
and the feel of the show completely mm-hmm. shifts.
Yeah.
And it's this weird chemistry. There's yeah. like no way to predict
right.
it. You can have a full audience one night and a full audience the next night.
Mm-hmm.
And the actors can be in the same mood that day and the next day. And the shows will just shift
right.
in this imperceptible way
mm-hmm.
that makes them feel completely different. And to me, that's just incredibly beautiful.
Definitely, definitely. And that we're talking to you, audience. You, we want to see you
yes.
there out at Precious Little. You know, this is happening. You've got 6 dates to make sure to get down to the Culture Lab.
6 dates between September 8th and September 16th.
Mm-hmm.
All in the evening,
yes.
except for our Saturday show, which is at 12:30, just afternoon.
That's perfect for
that's very
for weekends,
nice, nice
people
little
have work off, you know.
Yeah, a little weekend matinee.
Yeah,
it's just a really wonderful, beautiful show.
Yes.
I think our actors have done such incredible work. It's very much worth checking out.
Oh my goodness. And please, Nico, let us know how we can contact everyone online, and even how do you buy tickets on? Is there a way to buy
yeah,
tickets
you can
online?
Go okay. to the Vancouver Fringe
oh, right.
website,
yes.
which I believe
yes.
is tickets.vancouverfringe.com.
Yes.
You can check out starstartheater.com.
Mm.
That has a link to where you can buy tickets. And if you just want to get in touch with us,
mm-hmm.
You can do that through Twitter at StarStarTheater. We've been using the hashtags Precious Little Star Stars and Precious Little Fringe. And you can check us out on Facebook, also
yes!
Star Star Theater.
Mm. Oh my gosh. So many links, so many ways to get a hold of you. Thank you very much for
Thank
being
you.
Here.
And in such good company.
Right.
Oh, my God. I met Charlie in Saskatoon.
Oh, did you?
Wonderful human being, wonderful
wow.
performer. And I've known Sarah and Anae for
oh
quite a while in Vancouver.
Okay.
I'm so excited
this is
for their
so, I'm
show.
So happy that we were all able to come together on the same day on,
I know.
On one thing.
It was so nice.
Well, I'll just throw to some music. I've got some Canadian actually LGBT music, so
wonderful.
Yeah, I'll fly right into it and give us a little break. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. Thank you very much for listening.
I need a revolution in my mind, yeah. Body's tired of wasting all this time. easy when you see the truth is all you'll ever need to turn yourselves around and make things right. So before you say what you wanna say, you gotta want this same as gold man drowning in the pouring rain. The girl we use is just to numb her pain. Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. Boy, we're suffering with borrowed shame. The girl who never really had a name. Cause if you really wanna love someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. Cause this is life, when you're living to survive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In my mind, yeah, oh, oh. No, I'm not gonna waste my time. Belief is easy when you see the truth will always set you free and turn you back around and make things right. So before you say what you wanna say, you gotta walk this shame as gold man drowning in the pouring rain. The girl we use is just to numb her pain. Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. Boy, you're suffering with borrowed shame. The girl who never really had a name. Cause if you really wanna love someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. This is life, when you're living to survive, yeah. Ooh, oh, ooh, oh, yeah. And so, before you say what you wanna say, yeah. You better turn around and just walk with it. Yeah, gold man drowning in the pouring rain. The girl who uses just to numb her pain. Cause if you really wanna love someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. The boy who's suffering with borrowed shame. The girl who never really. Someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. Cause this is life, when you're living to survive. Yeah, oh, this is life, when you're living to survive. Yeah, oh, oh, yeah.
could see your eyes every night, or I would be in heaven. If I could see your eyes every night, or I would be in heaven. If I could see your eyes every night, or I would be in heaven. If I could see your eyes every night, or I would be in
winter at League Square Community Arts Village. They're offering an exciting lineup of visual and performing arts programs this winter, including capoeira, Brazilian dance, and martial arts for 3 to 12-year-olds. Parent and taught jam sessions, the iGirl Empowerment and Art Workshop for ages 9 to 12, and adult classes in digital photo editing and photography, just to name a few. Registration is available online at experienceit.ca or call 604-927-7529 for a full listing of arts and culture programs in Port Coquitlam. For more information on Lee Square, please visit portcoquitlam.ca/arts or call 604-927-8400.
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
feel like I am 10 feet tall. 'Cause if you can't do, there's no point moving at all. Can you hold me? Can you kiss me long and never let me fall? Cause if I won't do, there's no point kissing at all.
Tell me, brother, can I feel your heart? Tell me, brother, can we start? People high up are planning many things. See the sun in your smile, so they try to clip your wings. Tell me, brother, can you apply to acknowledge your dreams? It's your turn to fly.
Tell me, brother, can you apply to acknowledge your dreams? It's your turn to fly. Hey, my brother, why you let them help you kill each other? We should come together, embracing color. We should come together, work through the struggle. Hey, my brother, can't you see they're pinning us against each other? We should come together, embracing color. We should come together, work through the struggle. Listen when your heart speaks, it doesn't make you weak. My brother, to listen when your heart speaks, it doesn't make you weak. Caught up in a mind game, we live in a trap, forced to believe that there's no going back to a time when we were strong. Our hearts tell a story, reaching through the pain and searching for glory. Rip open the wounds, unsever all the knots, undo all the ties that are serving God. I see you, my brother, I hold you, my sis. Pick up one another, don't bask in the tricks that society has told us, always trying to mold us. Never light enough, but then so light that they can hold us. Hold us behind bars or bar up my mind. I'm speaking my truth, cause this is the time. Hey, my brother, why you let them help you kill each other? We should come together, embracing color. We should come together, work through the struggle. Hey, my brother, can't you see they're pinning us against each other? We should come together, embracing color. We should come together, work through the struggle. Hey, my brother, hey, my brother, hey, my brother. Hey, my brother, hey, my brother, hey, my brother. You've got to listen when your heart speaks. It doesn't make you weak. My brother, to listen when your heart speaks. It doesn't make you weak. My brother, to listen when your heart speaks. It doesn't make you weak. My brother, it doesn't make you weak. My brother, it doesn't make you weak. 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 Hey, my brother, it doesn't make you weak.
Now it's not so tough. Look up there, there's so many stars in the sky. Let's point this thing up and see how high we can get if we try. Fall back
letting go. Remember that song you used to love? Something about fishing in the dark, catching the stars above. Sing it to me again.
Thank you very much for listening, friends. We had a wonderful show this morning, and happy back to school to everybody at UBC today. You were listening to Queer FM, 101.9 FM. We had a wonderful day speaking with Sarah Vicruck of Poly Queer Love Band, Ballad, let me get that right, and Nico Disico, stage manager for Precious Little at the Vancouver Fringe, and also Charlie C.